Chapter 6, Section 3, Industry, Worship, and Schools in Early Alabama. As you read, look for the importance of natural resources, Alabama's early industries, the importance of religion to early Alabamians, the different types of early schools, terms, blast furnace, foundry, synagogue. There were a few small industries in early Alabama: blacksmith shops, sawmills, and grist mills were found in almost every county. Larger industries needed materials such as coal, iron, and cotton. To reduce transportation cost, these raw materials needed to be close by. That made it easier for the industry to make a profit. Several churches were founded in early Alabama. American Indians had their religion, and early explorers brought Christianity to the area. Jewish people built houses of worship. As the state grew, more private and public schools were built. Some of these schools were modern for that time, while others were very poor. Just like today, some children were homeschooled. Coal and iron. There are three major coal fields in Alabama that produce soft coal: Warrior, Coosa, and Cahaba. Coal was mined in Bibb, Blount, Cherokee, Etowah, Jefferson, Shelby, St. Clair, Tuscaloosa, and Walker counties. Most of the coal was used in making iron. Alabama's iron industry began in 1815, 5 miles southwest of present-day Russellville in Franklin County. In that year, Joseph Heslip built Cedar Creek Furnace. It was the state's first blast furnace and is described here. Quote, "The greater portion of the building was limestone rock quarried from the bluffs nearby. The furnace proper was shaped like a cone, being about 25 to 30 feet wide at the bottom and narrowing at a height of about 25 feet into a short smokestack. The furnace and smokestack together were not over 50 feet high." End quote. A blast furnace gets its name from the blast of hot air that helps melt pure iron to remove it from iron ore. Alabama had 4 working blast furnaces in the 1850s. These were the Cane Creek Furnace in Calhoun County, the Shelby Iron Works in Shelby County, the Round Mountain Furnace in Cherokee County, and the Tannehill Furnace in Jefferson County. Cotton mills. Around 1815, Charles Cabaness built the Beech Grove factory. It was located near present-day Hazel Green in Madison County. This was the first cotton mill in Alabama. The mill made thread for home weaving and a small amount of cloth. The Bell factory was on the Flint River in Madison County. It made cloth for sheets and clothing in plaids, checks, and solid colors. By the time of the Civil War, there were 14 cotton mills in the state. Daniel Pratt. Daniel Pratt was one of the most important businessmen in Alabama before the Civil War. He was a carpenter from New Hampshire. In 1819, Pratt moved to Georgia, where he learned to make cotton gins. In 1821, Pratt moved to Autauga County, Alabama. He built the Pratt Gin Company factory. Pratt also purchased 2,000 acres and began Prattville, a company town. This was a town with churches, schools, and houses for the factory workers. Pratt later started a grist mill and printing company. He also ran a factory that made window sashes, frames, doors, and blinds. Pratt built a machine shop and foundry, a place for casting metal. He also had a store and a factory that made carriages and wagons. Pratt was Autauga County's representative to the state legislature during the Civil War years. Religion. American Indians continued their religious practices in Alabama. The first Christians in early Alabama were the Spanish explorers. They usually brought Catholic priests with them. A Catholic church was built in Mobile in 1713. Between 1764 and 1817, Baptist, Episcopalians, Methodist, and Presbyterians built churches in Alabama. There are churches all over the state that were begun by these settlers. Most early churches had services when a traveling preacher could visit. People often used a church building for both worship services and community meetings. There were a few Jewish settlers in early Alabama. The first Jewish congregation was in Mobile in 1844. The Col Montgomery Synagogue was built in 1862. A synagogue is a house of worship for a Jewish congregation. Some plantations had churches of their own. The planter's family and slaves worshiped there together. When there was no preacher, the plantation owner often read from the Bible and talked. Before the Civil War, most churches had both black and white members. In some places, there were both black and white ministers. Public education. The city of Mobile saw the need for public education very early. It started Barton Academy in 1836, the first public school in the state. Some towns already had small schools before Barton Academy opened. The oldest college in Alabama is Spring Hill College near Mobile. Michael Portier, Mobile's first Catholic bishop, founded the school in 1830. It was a boarding school for boys. By 1832, the school had 130 students. Spring Hill was also the first Catholic college in the Southeast. There were different kinds of schools in early Alabama. Some were large and well equipped, while others were small and had only a few books. Often, children only went to school a few months a year. This was because their families needed them to work on their farms. Some children could not go to school because they lived too far away. Students were not given rides to school like today. Children learned farming and other skills from their parents. Think it through. 1. Where are the major coal fields in Alabama? 2. What county had the first iron industry in the state? 3. How do you know that religion was important in the lives of early Alabamians? 4. Why do you think the preachers traveled around? 5. Why did some children only attend school for part of the year?